This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Matty Boom Boom Leach. Jamie Morris, he's still around, but he's got a little CJ running around with us.
Right.
So we're gonna keep him on mute and say Miz has got it like he's right here with us. We got Matt the Hitman Mizler over on the ones and twos doing a great job. We missed you, Miz. We love having Skip around, but Miz, the best in the biz over there.
Okay, I couldn't do double duty, man.
It's tough.
It's tough to do, man. Waking up at, 4 o'clock in the morning, all the way out and down river, making the drive out here, whether I'm filling in for Ira or Sam, it kind of dictates if I got to do the morning sports report for all four stations.
Yep.
And then as well too, trying to keep everyone on point. And it's Monday was a big old struggle, needless to say. I knew that you guys were in good hands with Skip. I knew you're good hands with Derek yesterday too. I heard he was on the ones.
Great job, man.
He was on the ones and twos. Derek trying to get him amped up, get him into the fold for some more things, and just gotta get everyone in the loop of the stuff, man. I can't do it all. If I could, I'd clone myself and I'd do it, but I can't.
No, Biz, but you do a great job. And like I've done that double duty a few times. Mm-hmm. We're doing the morning show and the afternoon show, filling in for either Ira or Sam. And it is not easy, my friend. But again, you've done a great job. We're glad to have you back. But expectations, that's what we're talking about earlier in the show. We've talked about now that Michigan is 6-0 coming out of the bye week. What's your expectations for the rest of the season? Sounds like Miz and Jamie put their win total at 10. Mine is one game higher. I expect us to win 11 now. So we're going to go to the phones. We want to hear from the fans, 734-998-1050. How many games do you expect the Wolverines to win? So let's see. We've got one of our classic guys, Philly E., first in line today. What's going on, Philly?
Hey, what's up, man? Leach, you're the son of a friggin' legend. You know that, right? You don't need me to tell you that. Anyway,
he was okay. He did all right.
And the reason I'm lauding you is because I 100% agree with Leach, right? I started off with 10 this year. I thought they were going to go 9-3 and win a bowl game. And now I am up to 11, possibly 12, because we got to win a bowl game, right, boys? So what the hell?
We're not going that far just yet, but you're right. We gotta win one of those. But we're just sticking with the regular season right now. So
I'm just saying. No, I'm with you, man. I'm with 11. I and we talked about this yesterday. We might split, and I say might split with Penn State or the MSU Charlatans. One or the other. Obviously, if I had to win one, it would be against MSU. Anyway, so my expectations are to win the conference, and I explained yesterday they are the most complete team. And what I forgot to mention in that third phase, guys, who's got a better kicking game than us, considering our punting and our field goal kicker? I mean, you're going to have to look long and hard to figure out who's got a better do than University of Michigan. So
overall,
and we already know
right.
that unaccounted yardage that you really don't. Go ahead.
Michigan State's guy hit, 250-plus yarders last week or too close to 50-plus yarders, 49. So, again, I agree. In terms of punting and kicking, there's not a better duo, I think, in the Big Ten than what we've got here in Ann Arbor.
Oh, well, I think it's of national – don't you think it's pretty much a national – they could compete nationally with anybody.
Oh, certainly. I'd put them up there with just about anybody at this point.
Plus you throw and the cool thing is AJ, I think, got his brain farts in because he was doing a really good job up until the Nebraska game. So I think I'm pretty sure he's gotten that out of his system. And we have Blake Corm returning kicks. I mean, you freaking kidding me? So we can match anybody on special teams as well. So I'm expecting us to win, and I already told you. I think the scheme that we run on defense complements us is more conducive to complement the running game. One area, or should say one phase of football, protects the other. One hand washes the other. And I'm not expecting anything different for the rest of the season. And you guys were talking about Mel Tucker being a candidate down at LSU following, and we said this, Cookie Monster was at the door, and damn defeated, you know, how many days later did he announce he's leaving? So, Mel Tucker, he might be a good fit there, guys. The fact that he served under Nick the Prick at LSU, and he also served under the Dirty Senator at Ohio State. I'm sure he's got the SEC cheat game down really good, you know, considering he's worked for two shitty characters. Now, what does that leave Penn State, James Franklin? Because now, you know, Lame Brain James, I thought, was a candidate down there, and he's got that SEC experience as well. And he's actually had some success considering, you know, Vanderbilt. And I don't know what that does for the USC job, but the reason I'm bringing all this is because, Leach, you're like a grapevine guy. What are you hearing? And, Jamie, what do you think about that whole coaching thing?
Well, I guess the thing – I'm going to do this first because I got somebody calmed down right now. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, what I think, Philly E, I think if Mel Tucker's offered that job, he's going to take it. I think he coached down there. He knows what he can do down there. They get away with a lot of things, and it's LSU, dude. You're the hottest team. You're the biggest school in the state. You get all that talent that's down there, and you think about that talent. Hey, it took Nick Saban to win that national championship, and then Les Miles followed him. So I'm just saying. That's just how it is. So,
go ahead, Leach. I'm sorry. You hearing
anything, Leach? No, I was just gonna say I agree. I think that if that opportunity, because it's not just LSU, I would imagine USC. I mean, he's gonna be a very hot commodity. It doesn't seem like he has shown too much loyalty in the past. Where it seems like wherever the best opportunity is, he is going to head there. So I don't know. He is building something good at Michigan State, but I think I agree with Jamie where both at USC or LSU, he'll have an opportunity to build something even greater. So I think if he is offered the job that he would take it, but I haven't heard anything saying such. That's just my opinion here.
Yeah, I think LSU is probably the better job in terms of resources. And just think about, I mean, look at that recruiting ground. The only problem with taking that job is you got to win. I mean, you really got to win. I mean, you're getting everything handed to you, but you absolutely have to win. And for my boy at Penn State, you know, he's in a conference he's in a division with Michigan and Michigan State and obviously Ohio State. So you can be really good at Penn State and keep your job. And I still say, like, if you bring a dude like Urban Meyer into Penn State, that's I still say they're a sleeping giant, you know, but it's not LSU because it's as good as Pennsylvania is, you know, as fertile as that ground is, it's not friggin' Louisiana. And, you know,
that's a race. Philly E, that is a race between Franklin and Tucker. It's whoever they choose first, because whoever they choose first, they're going to – with the one they choose, they're going to take that job right away. Right away.
Yeah, they have to. You can't turn that job down. But you got to win. You got to win.
You got to win. Like you're right. You got to win, and you got to be able to compete against Alabama right away. They'll let you have one or two losses to Alabama, but you better win that third game, that third season.
It's up the ante. So obviously it's a vertical move, but you ain't winning in 3-4 years. Next, you know, Penn State, you could do a real nice job and keep your job. Yeah. Anyway, guys, you all have a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Blue.
Appreciate it, Philly. 734-988-1050, 734-988-1050. Give us a call if you want to join in on the conversation. We're talking about expectations. Question of the day: how many wins are you expecting the Wolverines to have here through the rest of the year? It sounds like me and Philly E are on the same page. We both have the Wolverines at 11. Jamie and Miz have us at 10. We'll see what our guy Hadley down in Columbus has. Hadley, what's going on, my man?
Well, guys, it's always good to be here on the premier show, and just going to make a quick suggestion here. I know you guys wanted to talk about it because it is opening night for the Nobody But Amateurs League. So I can understand you guys talking about that and seeing how the Pistons do. So I would just like to make a suggestion that if you're going to do that, you should give some equal time to the NHL.
We do not care.
Miz, you care about the NHL? Come on now.
Yeah, I do, and I'll sum it up real quick. Everybody loves Lucas Raymond. End of sentence. That's it. Keep fighting on. It's only 3 games in.
That's true. Only 3 games in.
Play like you got a chip on your shoulder and have Dylan Larkin punch every dude in the face. Same with Tyler Bertuzzi. Locked and loaded. Acknowledge him.
Yeah, I saw that fight after they knocked that Detroit guy into the boards. And it was good to see Detroit do that. But they're only a point out of first, and I know it's early, so you have to wait and see what happens with that. And so also, hey, Jamie, I know you're not a big fan of that big game boomer guy that tweets on Twitter about his list and everything. Did you happen to see the one I sent out about the loudest and quietest stadiums in college football?
Yeah, Hadley. Again. Has he been to all these stadiums? If he's gonna say something, he's gotta have street cred too.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Jamie. How can you have Purdue and Indiana as one of the loudest?
Exactly.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And he put Penn State.
He must have went to the Indiana game last year, and it was loud there because they had fans and stuff like that, I guess. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
CJ wants to hear. CJ doesn't want to hear none of that.
What are your expectations, Hadley?
Well, like I said, I was going with 9-3 after, and I was going to boost it up after they played Michigan State. But I'm going to go with you guys. I'm going to I'm going to go 11-1 now, and I think they'll lose to Penn State, but beat Ohio State and get to the Big Ten championship.
I mean, I think if you talk to just about any Michigan fan, because we would love to go undefeated, but if that was the case, where Michigan beat Michigan State, beat Ohio State, our one loss is on the road at Penn State, but we beat Ohio State, we make it to Indianapolis. I mean, that sounds about as good as you could have asked for a season here for the Wolverines.
And we love to see it, and it's been a while, so we'll just take it game by game. But, yeah, so we're 24-point favorites over Northwestern. Yeah, I see that game, at least by that. It might be a good game, but I very much doubt it. I still don't know how they beat Rutgers, but whatever. All right, boys, we'll chat more tomorrow.
Appreciate the phone call, Hadley, as always. So, Hadley is confident not only in the Wolverines moving forward through the rest of the year, predicting 11 wins. And, I mean, he called it. He said the loss would be at Penn State. So that would be wins over both of the rival schools in Michigan State and Ohio State. Like I said, if you add that with a trip to Indianapolis and a win there, that's about as good of a season I think any Michigan fan could have hoped for. It's the most that you can hope for in any year. To go to the Big Ten Championship, have a chance to win that. And if you do, you're always going to have a shot at the playoffs. So, again, expectations are high. Even the lowest that we've heard now is a 10-win season. So we're going to continue to go to the phones, 734-998-1050. Give us a call. We're going to go to our guy, Danny. What's going on, my man?
Hey, Matt. How are you? Hey, Jamie.
We are doing well. We appreciate it. Jamie's running around Danny. Chasing CJ right now. But, what do you know? He comes back for his Syracuse buddy and Danny.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, with his Syracuse buddy. Well, I just want to talk to you first about the game because I was just looking up and rekindling my memory that I was in Evanston at that rickety, rockety stadium in at Northwestern on September 29th, 2018. You remember that game, Matt and Jamie?
I do remember that one.
And that was a nail biter against a 1-3 Northwestern team. And Michigan barely got out of there with a win. And I hope and I pray that that doesn't happen on Saturday, because Northwestern, they are licking their chops to come up here to Ann Arbor, and they're going to give everything they got to try to beat our beloved Michigan Wolverines. So this is for me a real lookout game for Michigan.
So, I have some horrible memories of Northwestern too, and like you said, they're on the road most of them. There's not one that comes to mind here in Ann Arbor, but most of them have been on the road. I think of that one that we were barely able to squeeze out, 2012 maybe, with Drew Deleo running out there and just getting off the field goal and forcing overtime and then able to win it in overtime. Some tough games, but usually we've been able to handle them here at home. So do you think we're going to win? And then, Danny, how many games do you see the Wolverines winning here the rest of the year?
I'm going to go with 11. And I hope I think we're going to beat Penn State on the road. And I think we might not win that Ohio State game. I don't know if we've solved the Ohio State puzzle yet.
That is going to be same thing with me. Until we do it, because I've thought that we would have done it, or I thought that we could have or should have done it here by now. But until we do it, I'm not going to. And even if there's times where this season I think that we have looked better than they have, until we go down and prove it and actually win one of these games, because like Jamie brought up, it has been 10 years since that game here in Ann Arbor where Shoelace was able to get the win over Luke Fickell and those Buckeyes that year. I'm not going to give us that win. But other than that, we are better than every team that we play. And so we should win. That doesn't always mean that just because you're better than the team that you play, that it guarantees you a win on Saturday. But I'm with you. We should. We are better than all these teams that we play. And now we need to go out there and prove it.
Is that Penn State a night game?
They haven't announced it yet, but more than likely, Danny, they'll probably make it a night game. I believe Ira mentioned this to me at one point, that teams are limited to only 3 night games per season. So I wouldn't be surprised that November game against Michigan and Penn State ends up being a nighttime game.
Yeah. Well, those are my thoughts for today, guys. Go Blue, and big Thursday night, tomorrow night, again, Michigan Madness. Let the games begin.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Danny, thanks for reminding us. Tomorrow night over at Chrysler Center. What time do things get kicked off, Miz?
You know, I'm looking it up real quick right now so that everyone can get in the loop of things. You can go to mgoblue.com. And hi,
doors open. Doors open at 7. Everything gets kicked off at 8 o'clock.
And go to mgoblue.com to reserve your spot to get in, because it's not so much tickets. It's more it's I don't know what it is exactly. But, yeah, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Doors open up 8 o'clock. Come on through. Have fun. Of course, because of university regulations, because it's indoors, have your mask with you or else you probably will not get in.
Yep, make sure you got that with you. Miz, I'm taking a look. I don't know, depending on what happens, because I know Ohio State, Penn State is a 7:30 game. That one is a night game, I believe, in Columbus.
That same week?
No, that's here, not this upcoming week, but the week after, the 30th. But I don't know. I'm just, you know, knowing that Fox always has first dibs on the games, I wonder if that's a game where, like this Michigan State game, where a lot of people thought it could be a night game, I wonder if that one, if Penn State gets Clifford back, they beat Ohio State, where, say, both teams are undefeated going into that game, I'm sure those Penn State fans want it to be a night game and a white out, but that's one where it could be. Again, Fox swooping in there and saying, hey, we're going to make this our Fox noon kickoff.
And it's got potential because, I mean, I'm looking at you know, the two big conferences that Fox would take at noon, Big 12 and the Big 10. Now, Big 12, their big marquee matchup as of right now is number 3 Oklahoma at Baylor, and we've seen in the past how Baylor has been able to cause a little havoc and cause some problems for their foes in the Big 12. And what better way to send Oklahoma out to the SEC than with an L? But you've also got on the Big 10 side of things, get this, Purdue at Ohio State, obviously Michigan at Penn State, Maryland at Michigan State, Minnesota at Iowa. That's a rivalry matchup for that the Pride of Floyd, the big pig statue. So, I mean, there is some potential. I would not be shocked if they make Michigan-Penn State a noon game on Fox, but I would not be surprised that it ends up being a night game on ESPN because they'll find a way to pay out for it.
It's one or the other.
Right.
It's not going to be a 3:30 kick. That's the one thing
I can guarantee you that. It's not going to be a midday game. It's either high noon or as the sun goes down.
So, yeah, so we'll see. And so we are going to hit a break. Ken, hold on. You'll be first as soon as we get to the other side of the break here. Give us a call, 734-998-1050. We're talking expectations. What are you putting the Wolverines win total at here for the remainder of the season? Give us a call on the other side of the break. You're listening to The M Zone, the premier show.